الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفعين. ما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من مدارسة أو من مواعظ رمضان. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this new session of the reminders of Ramadan. حديثنا اليوم هو عن أسرار الصوم. Our topic today is about the secrets of fasting. قال شيخ الإسلام في رسالة الصوم، شيخ الإسلام تيمية said in his book الصوم، قال والصوم درجات ثلاث، and fasting is of three ranks. والعموم the first type of the three types of fast is what is called صوم العموم, the fast of the common people. وصوم الخصوص, and the other type is the fast or fasting of the pious people, religious people. وصوم خصوص الخصوص, and the third is the fast of the perfect ones of the pious worshippers. قال فأما صوم العموم أو صوم العوام the first one, the fast of the common people, is the fast which means holding of yani protecting the stomach and the private parts from the desires of theirs. And we know that the desire of stomach is food and drink, and desire of private part is the sexual intercourse. That is the fasting that everyone does. But the higher level than this is the fast of stomach and private parts, besides the fast of hearing, sighting, tongue, hand, leg, and all the body parts or body limbs. Meaning to protect your fasting from being affected by committing any sin that can be earned by these body parts: the ear, the eye, the tongue, the hand, the leg, and all the other parts of the body. And this is a higher rank. It means that the common people may stop eating, drinking, and sexual intercourse, but they may get involved in things which are non-permissible, قال أما صوم خصوص الخصوص as the fast of the best type of pious worshippers and religious people, the best ones of them, their fasting is beside these two types of fasting. Beside that, they also have their hearts fast from the very evil thoughts and freeing him from the trust with other than Allah Ta'ala. So it is a complete submission to Allah Ta'ala and a complete turning to Allah Ta'ala and a complete turning away from other than Allah Ta'ala. That is the best type of fasting. And we all know that the Islam is of three ranks: Islam, Iman and Ihsan. This level of fasting, this type of fasting, is only for those who are Abu Ihsan. No one can reach this level except those who are Abu Ihsan. And those who are Abu Ihsan are the ones who practice the pillars of Islam sincerely, and they and Abu the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallam, and they also have the pillars of Iman, pillars of faith, practiced on the best way. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah ta'ala said in his book Lata'if al-Ma'arif, page 168 and 169, he said, in the second layer of fasting people, that they are the ones who fast in this worldly life, fast by the meaning he stays away from anything other than Allah Ta'ala. That means that he gets only involved with what pleases Allah, and he refrains away from anything that can displease Allah Ta'ala. And then he described how, he told us how to, this is not something theoretical, but it is practical. He's giving you the way how to be on that level and on that type of fasting. He said, فَيَحْفَظُ الرَّأْسَ وَمَا حَوَى. So he protects his head, and what the head contains. What does the head contain? The head contains the brain that you think with. So you protect it from being used in wrong thoughts, and also protected from being covered by drugs and khamr and etc. And you have your eyes on your head, so you protect your eyes from looking to the haram. You have your ears on your head, so you protect them from listening to the haram. You have your nose on your head, so you're protected from smelling the haram. You have your mouth, on your head, so you're protected from anything haram, of what it says, or what it tastes, or what it swallows, or what it touches, meaning like kissing. وَيَحْفَظُ الْبَطْنَ وَمَا وَعَى. And it protects the stomach and what it contains. Meaning, you protect your stomach from anything haram that can enter into it. وَيَذْكُرُ الْمَوْتَ وَالْبِلَى. And he remembers the death. I always remember the death that is going to die. وَالْبِلَى meaning the destruction of the human body and being buried underground alone in the dark place, dark narrow place. ويريد الآخرة فيترك زينة الدنيا. And he only intends the Akhira, only seeks the Akhira, only looks for the Akhira. So he abandoned the attraction and the beauty of this worldly life. فهذا عيد فطره يوم لقاء ربه وفرحه برؤيته. Ibn Hajar, Ibn Rajab, Al-Hanbali continues to say that this person who's fasting is on this description, on this way, his Eid of Fitr is not on the first day of Shawwal, but in reality it is when he stands before Allah Ta'ala and he is pleased by being allowed to look to the face of Allah Ta'ala on that day. Although as in the hadith that he that he is pleased by eating and drinking and enjoying the sexual intercourse by the sunset of his day. As they say, whoever fasts from the desires, he will find these desires on the double resurrection and enjoy them. Yani if he fasts from the desire of talking, listening, looking, sexual intercourse, eating, drinking, for the sake of Allah, he will find the pleasure of all this on the double resurrection. And whoever fasts from other than Allah, so his Eid is on the day that he stands before Allah Ta'ala. As Allah Ta'ala said, as in ayah number 5 in Surah Al-Ankabut, مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ لَآتٍ. Whoever wishes to stand before Allah Ta'ala, then the decree and destiny of Allah is coming, is approaching. And holding of the sins of the body parts can be done by six methods. The first is lowering the gaze of whatsoever is forbidden for you to look to. And holding it from getting wider and wider in the vision and what it can reach from what is non-permissible for him. And that is because the eye is the way to the heart, not the way to the stomach. But the eye is the inlet of the heart. It's the access to the heart. The eye and the ear are the access to the heart, not to the stomach. As in Sahih Muslim, Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali said that I asked Rasulullah about the sitting that happens accidentally. And if a person hears a sound from the side and he turns to see what is that, and then it is a woman, for example. If he lowers his gaze, this is called Nazratul Fuj'a. It's the looking happens accidentally. But if he extends his gaze to look and look, that is not accidentally. And then he said to him, Isrif Nazara, turn your face to the other side, or lower your gaze. And it is said that Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Isa alayhi salam used to say, "An-nazratu tazra'u bil qalbi ash-shahwa wa kafa biha khati'a." The wrong looking to the haram plants the desire in the heart, and it is sufficient sin. It's a sufficient sin. So this is the first one. The second is, and Allah Ta'ala, first of all, and Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah An-Nur, Ayah 30, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجِهِنَّ Say, O Muhammad, to the believers, to lower their gaze and protect the private parts, and tell the believing women to lower their gazes and protect their private parts from being seen or misused. And the second of the methods that can provide you the better fasting is to protect your tongue from whatsoever a speech that doesn't benefit you, the non-beneficial speech, even if it is not haram. As Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Furqan, when describing and praising the believers, he Allah Ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ نَعْمْ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. And those who never witnessed the force, and whenever they pass by the laghu, or people who are using laghu, which is the number of little speech, they pass by like the angels, fast. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, as in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, in the third of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir, falyaqul khayran aw liyaskut." Whoever believes on the day in Allah and on the other day, let him then to speak the good, or keep silent. And here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in the hadith reported by Ibn Abi Dunya al-Bazzar, al-Tabarani in his book Al-Awsat, al-Bayhaqi in his book Sha'ab al-Iman, on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, and reported by Abu Shaykh on the authority of Abu Dharr and Abu Darda. And this hadith authenticated by Imam Albani in his book Sahih al-Jami' hadith number 4048. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عليك بحسن الخلق وطول الصمت هو الذي نفسي بيده ما تجمل الخلائق بمثلهما. He sallallahu alayhi wa said, be upon the good manners and characters and keep silent as long as you can, as by the one who's my solid in his hand, the creation can never beautify themselves by anything like these two things. What are they? The good manners and characters and silence. And silence. And that is because Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Qaf, Ayah 18, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. He will never say nothing, he will never say anything, except that he will find Raqib and Atid, two angels on his left, on his right and on his left. Al-Hasan al-Basri, رحمه الله تعالى, said, ما عقل دينه من لم يحفظ لسانه. He, the one who doesn't protect his tongue from just speaking anything and in any time, he who doesn't protect his tongue is a person who does not understand his religion well. And Muhammad ibn Wasi' said to Malik ibn Dinar, one of the Tabi'een, يا أبا يحيى, O father of يحيى, حفظ اللسان أشد على الناس من حفظ الدينار والدرهم. He said to him that for people to have the control over the tongue, that is even harder than protecting or saving the dinar, and then I mean the money, gold and silver. ونبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كما في الحديث عند مالك وأحمد الترمذي والنسائي وابن ماجه وابن حبان, and our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says that in the hadith in that is reported by Imam Malik, Ahmad, the Tirmidhi, An-Nasai, Ibn Hibban, Ibn Majah, Al-Hakim, and Al-Hakim, on the authority of Bilal ibn al-Harith, and authenticated by Imam Al-Bani in his book Sahih al-Jami', hadith number 1619, he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيْتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى ما يظن أن تبلغ ما بلغ فيكتب الله بها رضوانه إلى يوم القيامة. Verily the man will speak, will say a word from what pleases Allah Ta'ala, and he never thinks that it will reach what it reaches from the highest. And Allah Ta'ala writes for him, writes his pleasure and bestows his pleasure upon him up until the day of resurrection. And even continued to say, and verily the man will continue, will speak the word of the which displeases Allah Ta'ala, and he never thinks that it reaches what it reaches from the lowest. And then Allah Ta'ala will bestow his anger and pleasure upon him until the day of resurrection. This hadith made one of the أتباع التابعين علقمة ابن وقاص الليثي وعلقمة الأسود Al-Qal al-Aswad to say so many speech that I was about to say, I hold of it because of the hadith of Bilal ibn al-Harith. And then he continued to say, advising, and let the slave of Allah to know that the death is just ember in his hands, meaning in his near future, and that he is going to be questioned and asked about every word that he says, and even the breath that he is taking is considered to be his capital, like the businessman, the capital of business, and his tongue is like the net of the fisherman or the hunter, and it can trap him. Or it can also trap him to the good. As he says, he can hunt with it al-hur al-een. Al-hur al-een in the Jannah. He can hunt al-hur al-een by holding of his tongue. As the less care given to the tongue is a real loss. All the speeches of four types. One type which is purely harm, and other which can have, and one is purely benefit, and one which contains of harm and benefit at the same time, and the fourth is a speech that doesn't contain harm nor benefit. As for the one which is purely harm, holding of it is the victory and success, as well as the speech that which has harm and benefit, holding of it will protect you from the harm, and the speech which has no harm, no benefit, it's a waste of time. It is a waste of time, and that is also, these three types are the real great loss. The real great loss. But the fourth type, which is the only benefit, is the speech that one needs to get involved in. And it is only one quarter of the speech, as the three times, three quarters, we said that you hold of it. So if you hold of three quarters, then it is easy to practice the one quarter. And speech is highly related to fasting, highly related to fasting, and that's why in the hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah, and the third of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفَثْ وَلَا يَجْهَلْ فَإِنْ امْرِئٌ شَاتَمَهُ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمْ إِنِّي صَائِمْ. And there is the day in which one of you is fasting, then let him not to do rafat, which as we said before, it is the introduction to the introduction to the sexual intercourse, and not to get involved in ignorance and arrogance and non-beneficial things. And whenever anybody insults him or tries to cause him anger or fight with him, then let him to say, I'm a person who's fasting, I'm a person who's fasting, or I am fasting, I'm fasting. So here the Prophet ﷺ told you not to respond to the wrong speech or accusations. He just keep quiet. He just keep quiet and hold off the speech or the non-beneficial speech or the wrong speech. And as in the hadith reported by Nasa'i on the authority of Aisha and authenticated by Suyuti and Albani, Albani authenticated it in Sahih al-Jami', hadith number 3878, that he said, الصيام جنة من النار. Fasting is a protection from the fire, or a veil to protect you from the fire. فَمَنْ أَصْبَحَ صَائِمًا فَلَا يَجْهَلْ يَوْمَئِذْ. So whoever becomes in the morning fasting, then let him not to get involved in ignorance and arrogance. وَإِنْ رِئٌ جَهِلَ عَلَيْهِ فَلَا يَشْتُمْ وَلَا يَسُبُ. And whenever anybody accuses you, accuses him, then let him not to respond to him. وَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. But let him to say, I'm fasting, meaning I protect my fasting from from this type of non-permissible speech or non-beneficial speech. And then he continued to say, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ. And by the one who's the soul of Muhammad is in his hand, لَخَلُوبُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ. The smell that comes out of the stomach of the person who is fasting, أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. It is better to Allah before Allah than the smell of misk. And as in the hadith reported by Bukhari on the third of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah said that Allah Ta'ala said, كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصيام. All the deed of mankind is for him, meaning already the amount of hasanat of that deed written, except for fasting. Nothing is determined, nothing is written. فَإِنَّهُ لِي. It is for me. وَأَنَا أَجْزِيبِ. And I'm the one who rewards for it. And Allah is the generous. And whenever Allah Ta'ala rewards, it means that Allah Ta'ala will highly reward. وَالصِّيَامُ جُنَّةٌ. And fasting is a protection. وَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ. And whenever it is the day in which one of you is fasting, فَلَا يَرْفَثْ وَلَا يَسْخَبْ. Let him not to practice the rafat, which is the and trajectory, or to, yani, the things that lead to sexual intercourse. وَلَا يَسْخَبْ, meaning he does not raise his voice and yani, with no any valid reason when he speaks or yani, argues. فَإِنْ سَابَوْ أَحَدٌ, as when anybody insults him or curses him or accuses him, أَوْ قَتَلَ, or fights him, فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي مْرِئٌ صَائِمٌ, let him to say, I'm a person who is fasting. And also he must avoid any false witnessing or false deeds, as in the hadith reported by Imam Bukhari, Ahmad, Abu Dawood, At-Tirmidhi, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. Whoever does not stop using the witnessing, the false witnessing, or stop doing or acting upon falseness, then Allah Ta'ala is not in need for him to stop his food and drink, meaning his fasting is weak, or it's not accepted. And as in the hadith reported by Ibn Majah and Abi Dawood, that the Messenger of Allah SWT, authenticated by Imam Albani and Sahih Ibn Majah, hadith number 1370, and in the book of Sahih Abi Dawood, hadith number 2045, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man lam yada qawla zuhur, who never stops the saying of the four sayings, wal jahla, and ignorance, wal amala bihi, and acting upon that, fala haja, stop using the backbiting and slandering, because it is part of what you are commanded to protect your tongue from and your ear from. As Ibn Hajar Asqalani said in his book Fath al-Bari, volume 4, page 125 and 126, he said, negatively on fasting, and it was reported from Aisha, and also Auza'i said, saying, verily, backbiting and slandering give me a second, please.